Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Talk Business with Howard, where CEOs, presidents, and business owners go for practical advice and creative solutions to help business flow. And now, here's your host, the voice of business advice, Howard Lewinter.
Hello and welcome to Talk Business with Howard. I am Howard Lewinter and I am always ready to do business. I'm ready to talk business. Business is the most interesting thing that you can imagine. I enjoy talking business because it never stops. You have to be on your game. You have to understand what you're doing. You have to be looking for new things. It's exciting. And when we're talking about business, we talk about success. And when you become successful, well, sometimes it creates a problem. Can you believe success creates a problem? Remember the Titanic? Well, the Titanic throughout history, it's, I guess, well over 100 years now that it sank, has been kind of like a legend. And sometimes legends don't really tell us what the truth is or things are distorted, but it is a fact that the Titanic hit an iceberg. Why did it hit an iceberg? Because it was the unsinkable ship. Because they had too much confidence, because they wanted to break a speed record. They knew there were icebergs in the area. They knew the area that they were in was dangerous, but they just moved right ahead because they were the unsinkable ship and they were going to absolutely break the speed record and become famous. Well, you know the story. Because of James Cameron, who made the movie Titanic, which was a big blockbuster, absolutely incredible amount of money that it brought in, it really told us a story. Now, is the story absolutely correct? Of course, it's a movie, but you know, there's a lot of truth in it. So the ship was not actually unsinkable because the bulkheads that would separate the compartments did not go all the way to the top of the ship. They only went so far up, and the water spilled from one compartment to another, to another, to another, until the ship was so heavy it went down. There was great loss of life. Why? Because they were overconfident. Because they were in the unsinkable ship. Because they believed something that wasn't true. Because their ego got in the way. Because they were going to break a speed record. Now, there's more to the story, of course, because they've discovered that the steel was brittle and it wasn't mixed correctly. And when the iceberg hit, the rivets popped out. But none of that would have happened if they would have used caution and not thought that they were invincible. So how does that relate to business? It relates to business because when we start to become successful, we start to get careless. We start to think we're invincible. We start to think we're always going to do business. We're always going to make the money that we make. Not necessarily true. We have to remember where we came from. We have to remember what it was like not to be successful, so it drives us every day. We have to be paying attention to our business, or we're going to sink just like the Titanic. Success is a wonderful thing, but it's a dangerous thing. If you climb to the top of Mount Everest, you can brag about being there. You can feel good because you accomplished something. Careful you don't fall off. It's a long way down. And that's what happens to many business people. If we look back and we go back 5 or 10 years and we look at the companies that were on top of their game, the big companies, some of them aren't even there anymore because they let the market pass them by, because they weren't paying attention, because they didn't say we have to service our customers. We have to still be the best. We have to be driven every day to make it work. So sit down at your desk. Think about your business. Be joyful about being successful. Be joyful about being in the sunlight of success. And start to look at what's wrong with your business so that we stay on top. This is Howard Lewinter, and of course, I always look forward to talking business with you.
Connect with Howard anytime at talkbusinesswithhoward.com. You can also continue the conversation with Howard on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn. Thank you for listening to Talk Business with Howard.